Hello and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. A very warm welcome. My name is Kieran Uri Tussiet and I'm your host until 6 p.m. playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Amir from France.
Hi, this is Valentina Monetta from San Marino.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, that's Chips representing Sweden in 1982's Eurovision Song Contest with Dar After Dar, which means day after day. Yes, Chips, the group which featured Kiki Danielsson and Elisabeth Andreasson. Yeah, coming 8th with 67 points, Sweden were on a roll in the Eurovision Song Contest. And it managed to chart in Belgium, Norway and Sweden quite successfully too. So congratulations to them. But Elisabeth Andreasson went on to represent Norway many times over. And also Kiki Danielsson went on to represent Sweden in her own right in 1985 with Bra vi svunner, good vibrations. But the 1982 contest was awesome. It was in Harrogate, of course, of Ram, which confused everybody and all of Europe. Where is Harrogate? US Harrogate. Yes, all that type of stuff. Didn't know where it was. Well, Johnny Foreigner didn't know, as Terry Wogan would say. That type of thing. So that's Sweden 1982. Great stuff. Well, actually, it's a very strange thing because Kiki Danielsson and Elisabeth Andreasson tried to represent Sweden once again 2002, along with Lotte Remberg. And their song only came second in the Swedish Melodifestivalen in 2002. And their song was called Who Is It You Want? Or in Swedish, I'm going to try and pronounce it, Vem Udi Vil... Sorry. Vem Udi Vilja... I hope I pronounced that right. I've sang along to it God knows how many times where I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. But that's just in my car generally. So here we go. Here is the hilarious song by Kiki, Betten and Lotta singing Vem vuli duli heile ha, which means Who Is It You Want? Another Schlager legendary song from Melodifestivalen's back catalogue in Sweden.
We will be free.
We will rise.
Francis Raphael with the United Kingdom entry in 1994. Coming 10th, Lonely Symphony, in brackets, We Will Be Free. Close brackets, yeah. What a great song that was. I loved that performance. I thought Francis Raphael was amazing. Yes, really, really good stuff. And good memories of the 90s in the Eurovision Song Contest. It was a good decade for the United Kingdom. We came second umpteen amount of times. And we obviously won, of course, in 97 with Katrina and the Waves and Love, Shine a Light. What a tune that was, of course. Well, you are welcome, of course, to the Eurovision Showcase. You're listening to it here on Forest FM. We are broadcasting here every Sunday from 5 till 6 p.m. right here on Forest FM, across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. And you could be listening to us wherever you are in the world, wherever you've got internet connection. You can go and you might be listening to us on our website, forestfm.co.uk, or via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search for Forest FM. Or, of course, you can listen back to this show and many other shows all the way back to 2015, I believe, by going to our Facebook and Twitter pages and finding the links to our site. Yes, it's quite a long site, but you can listen to our songs on Spotify, of course, and any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. You'll find us there. Now, if you want a dedication, request, a shout out, you want to put some talking points to the show, garner some type of reaction here on local radio, then you're more than welcome to. We would like to hear from you via email. So you can email us escshowcase@gmail.com. Of course, you can tweet us at escshowcase. And you can like our Facebook page and send us a message if you like. It is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And it'd be lovely to know that you're there tuning in. Now, coming up very soon, we have Rob's Random Request. We've got Live and Kicking in this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. But next up, we actually have a dedication and request. Well, it's not a dedication, it's really just a request. And it's come from our favourite Swede. It's Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. So, in Göteborg. So, god kväll to you, Robert. And I hope you're all well and having a fantastic evening there. As we're rocking up to, well, just gone quarter past five here in the UK, but it'll be quarter past six in Sweden. So your request is a song from the Cypriot National Final in 2010. Now this gentleman represented Cyprus. He represented Cyprus three times actually, on his own, in, drum roll please, 1996. With Monoya Mas, which is my favourite of his. It was epic and quite rightly deserved 12 points from the UK jury that night. 2002, he was part of the group One with Gimme, and on his own in 2005 with La La La. And so he tried again for Cyprus in 2010 and it didn't really work out. But the song, I think, is really awesome and a great choice, Robert. So, Robert, thank you very much for your request. Here is Konstantinos Christofórou with the song Angel from the Cypriot National Final in 2010.
Hear my cry in the sky, hear a lover's plea. All my silent tears for the missing years, you're here with me. Little angel, I'll miss you, please come back to me. Little angel face, up in heaven's place, please watch over me. Let me fly, touch the sky, let me feel you in a moment in time. Is it true what they say? Time can heal all the rivers of pain. Hear my wish as I pray in the midst of a meteor rain. Let me fly, be my sky, make believe that you love me tonight. Stand by me, my love, in the dark, my love, be my path, my journey of life. Let me fly, touch the sky, let me feel in a moment in time. Hear my wish as I pray in the midst of a meteor rain.
Sail any ocean to show my devotion. If only I could open up your eyes and get your attention, a brand new dimension. Connect your inner light and tell me that you're mine. Yeah, I'm talking to you through my heart, talking to you, girl. Just tell me where to start. I wanna get through right away. Wanna get through now. If you wait another day, you're all I hope to find. Never felt like this before. Got to make you mine. I wonder how it feels to be with you. Imagination, my sweet temptation. I just can't get enough. I'm desperate for your love. I'm talking to you through my heart, talking to you, girl. Just tell me where to start. I wanna get through right away. Wanna get through now. Can't wait another day. You're all I hope to find. I've never felt like this before. I've got to make you mine. Talking to you.
Jakob Sreistrup with Talking to You. That is Denmark 2005, coming ninth with 125 points. And I must admit, one of Norway's best, I think, where they were being very, very genuine, very likable. And I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I really did. I really did. And, Dance Melody Grand Prix 2005 was quite a spectacular show. Now, it was hosted in the Forum Horsens, yes. And basically, Bert Gerb was one of the hosts. So everybody loves her. She represented Denmark in 1989, coming third with Vimelia Bøhn-Røv. But Jakob Sreistrup in Dance Melody Grand Prix beat the Olsen brothers, who 5 years previously won for Denmark in 2000 with Fly on the Wings of Love, as we all know and love. Pun intended, yes, yeah, see what I did there. But the Olsen brothers didn't do too badly. I mean, there was 6 points in it. The Olsen brothers song is called Little Yellow Radio. And I really liked it at the time. I loved it. And I still do now, actually, to be perfectly honest. I thought it was awesome. So that's something to check out if you're ever interested in that. So, and when the UK gave it 8 points in the grand final in the 2005 contest. And quite rightly so. Very well done, Denmark. Right, it's now time to go and do something incredibly random, like we do every week. It is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it is that part of the show where we do the random thing, where Rob gets the two hats out with both of them have little bits of paper, and in one hat it's got countries in, all countries that participated in the Eurovision Song Contest ever. So including Morocco. Yes, they were there once in 1980. And in the other hat, we got years inside. Yes, all years from 1956 all the way to the present, 2018, which was the last one. We haven't done 2019 just yet. We're coming up very soon. We've got more information about that as well. is about the UK national final coming up very soon in the Eurovision Showcase news, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, let's do our draw for this week. Now, let's do the year this time. All right, so we're going to do... Thank you, Rob. Okay, so we're going to do the 2010 contest. Now, that was in Oslo in Norway, a year after Alexander Rybak won with Fairy Tale. And the country we're going to do is Serbia. Yes, Serbia. So that's Milan Stankovic with Ovoja Bokan. Yes, Milan Stankovic with Ovoja Bokan, which means this is the Balkans. Yeah, now, in the grand final, it came 13th with 72 points. Unbeknownst to me. I thought it was bloody awful. Excuse my language. Yeah, not the favourite of mine, I must admit. So, in the grand final, Serbia got 12 points from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Well, that's a surprise. They also got 10 points from France and Switzerland. Really? Okay, so the French-speaking countries quite liked it, though Belgium didn't. They didn't give it any points in the grand final. They did in the semis, though. 8 points from Croatia and Slovenia. Fair enough. 7 points from Macedonia and Sweden. 5 from Germany, 3 from Albania, and 1 point from Cyprus and Netherlands, respectively. Yes. So, in the grand final, the points from Serbia, 8 points went to the eventual winners, Germany, which was Lena with Satellite, of course. 10 points was the Greek song from 2010, and everybody knows 2010. Well, they should do, because it's awesome. It's from Giorgos Alokos and friends with the song Oppa! Yes, Oppa. I might have to play that in a minute. I think I actually might get ready for that. And the 12 points went to Bosnia and Herzegovina from Serbia. Oh, I bet you weren't expecting that, were you? No. So, and to be honest with you, Bosnia and Herzegovina had a pretty lackluster song from Vukasin Bradic with Thunder and Lightning. It wasn't a bad song, it was just a bit boring. No wonder it didn't do particularly well, only came 17th. So anyway, Rob's random request this week is Serbia 2010. Yes, it's Milan Stankovic with Ovoja Bokan. This is the Balkans.
Oh, samo, samo malo, samo malo mu ga daj, aj, aj.
Serbia 2010. Oh my goodness me. Rob's round of requests this week. Now, as promised, we've got to play Greece 2010. The UK gave this 12 points, and quite rightly so. Georgios Alikios and the Friends singing Woppa!
Μου παλιές θρύψαλα οι αναμνήσεις έγιναν κι αυτές. Λύπες και φωνές, άδικες ευχές, κι άφησα σε μια γωνία νύχτες πληγές. Έκαψα το χθες, νύχτες μου παλιές, όνειρα και φιάλτες ρίχνω στις φωτιές. Δάκρυα καυτά, ψέματα πολλά, μοιάζουν σαν που την ταινία που δεν βλέπω πια. Βάζω μια φωτιά σ' όλα τα παλιά. Όλα θα τα αλλάξω και θα το φωνάξω. Περασμένα, ξεχασμένα κι όλα απ' την αρχή ξανά. Βάζω μια φωτιά σ' όλα τα παλιά. Όλα θα τα αλλάξω και θα το φωνάξω. Περασμένα, ξεχασμένα κι όλα απ' την αρχή ξανά.
Έκαψα το χθες, νύχτες μου παλιές, κι από το μηδέν αρχίζω όσο κι αν δεν θες.
Δάκρυα καυτά, ψέματα πολλά, πλήρωσα όσα χρωστούσα και τα δανεικά. Βάζω μια φωτιά το φωνάξω. Περασμένα, ξεχασμένα κι όλα απ' την αρχή ξανά. Βάζω μια φωτιά το φωνάξω. Περασμένα, ξεχασμένα κι όλα απ' την αρχή ξανά. Βάζω μια φωτιά σ' όλα τα παλιά. Όλα θα τα αλλάξω και θα το φωνάξω. Περασμένα, ξεχασμένα κι όλα απ' την αρχή ξανά.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news right here on Sunday, the 13th of January 2019, with me, your host, Kieran Uri Tussiots. So first up, last night, we had the French first semi-final, Destination Eurovision. So if you would like to find out the results of that, head over to your favourite Eurovision news website. Yes, we finally have a date. The United Kingdom will be choosing their act for the Eurovision 2019 on Friday, February the 8th. The BBC have announced that they will broadcast the show on BBC Two that night. Furthermore, the BBC revealed that tickets won't go on sale like last year due to the show taking place in a studio, Dock 10 in Salford in Manchester. It's the first time that the show will be hosted in Media City. Now, tickets are available for fans over the ages of 16. Those under 18 must be accompanied by an adult when going to the show. And people can apply for tickets at the UK's National Final through Lost in TV right here. So if you want to find the links to that, go to your favourite Eurovision news website, of course. It's basically everywhere. And also, we have a link on our social media pages. The running order for Melody Festival Ireland 2019 has been released. We have the semi-finals, obviously, in Gothenburg, Malmö, Leksand and Linköping. And Nano will be opening it on semi one. And John Ludwig will be closing in Linköping on the fourth semi-final. The artists taking part in Ukraine's national final, Vidbra 2019, have been revealed, and Tanya is going to be returning, which to me, I'm very excited. And finally, all 8 songs from the Czech national final have been released, and there's some quite good doozies out there. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari Tussiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Sorry, Rob.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Look at my face, you know what you feel.
Jump, Don't Hang Up on Love. That was from the UK National Final. A Song for Europe in 1986, coming second. Now, I must admit, I prefer that song to Rider, Runner in the Night, which eventually was the UK entry on my year of birth in 1986. And I think A Song for Europe in 1986 was stellar. Because the song I'm going to play for you next was the song that actually came third. And I think it's awesome too. So here is the group Vanity Fair. And here is the song Dreamer from the UK National Final in 1986, coming third.
Some say a dreamer, some say a fool to let her know just when you need her. That's when you have to let her go. No use in holding on after the love is gone. Am I a dreamer? Willing to play the waiting game? If I can be there, I'll be a lover or a friend. I care enough, I know, even to
Vanity Fair with Dreamer from the UK National Final in 1986, a song for Europe. Yes, right here on Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Arytutiot. If you want to get in contact with the show, send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at escshowcase. And of course, you can like our Facebook page and find us on Facebook. Search for the Eurovision Showcase. Right, it's now time to go to the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogue and play a song live from the Eurovision itself. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking! Yes, it's time for us to go live to the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest this week. And we're going to the song that came 11th, with 41 points. One of the most underrated entries representing Finland. Yes. Ami Absolund represented Finland in 1983 in Munich with the song Fantasia, which obviously means fantasy. Yes, it is, and does and says what it does on the tin. Yes, so Finland got its most amount of points, which is 8 from Greece, 7 points from Germany and Israel, 6 from the United Kingdom. Should have been more, I think. 4 points from Switzerland, 3 points from Turkey, 2 points from Norway and Austria, and 1 point from France and Luxembourg, respectively. So, live from the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest in Munich, Germany, here is Ami Absolund with the incredible. Here, the orchestra. The orchestra is back at Eurovision Song Contest. Here is Fantasia.
Kuka hän on? Ja mitä kieltä mahtaa puhua hän? Kuka hän on? Mua hänen toivoisi niin lähestyvän. Mikä hän on? Hän päiväkaudet koiraa kävelyttää. Kuka hän on? Ja minne hän häviää?
Tää on fantasiaa vai laukuihastuksen? Hän voidaan silittää ja minä katson kahden tien. Muisto äänetön onnen rystin sielua nää.
Kuka hän on? Ja mikä tähän puiston hänet taas tuo? Mikä on syy hänet tämän lemmikilleen hellyyden suo? Kuka hän on? Sitä milloinkaan kai selville saa. Mitä on tää?
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Per mano andare lontano la felicità, i tuoi sguardi innocenti in mezzo alla gente la felicità, e restare vicini come bambini la felicità, felicità,
felicità, il cuscino di piume, l'acqua del fiume che passa e che va, e la pioggia che scende dietro le tende la felicità, e abbassare la luce per fare pace la felicità. Felicità,
felicità, è un bicchiere di vino con un panino la felicità, e lasciarti un biglietto dentro al cassetto la felicità, e cantare a due voci quanto mi piaci la felicità, felicità.
così nell'aria c'è già la nostra canzone d'amore che va.
La luna accesa, la radio che va, è un biglietto d'auguri pieno di cuori, la felicità, è una telefonata non aspettata, la felicità, felicità,
felicità, è una spiaggia di notte, l'onda che batte, la felicità, è una mano sul cuore piena d'amore, la felicità, di aspettare l'aurora per farla ancora, la felicità, felicità.
Nell'aria c'è già la nostra canzone d'amore che va.
Albano and Romina Power from Italy singing the song Felicità, a big hit across Europe. It got to number one in Italy in 1982, coming third in the Swiss charts there, coming six and getting to number six in Germany, number seven in Belgium, and also number nine in Austria, number seven in, oh, I already mentioned in Belgium, 10 in France, 18 in the Netherlands. So a big European hit there with the song Felicità. From Italian to English, it means happiness. Yes, indeed. Well, Romina Power and Albano were a then married couple back in the 70s and in the 80s and the 90s. They divorced in 1999, but professionally reunited back in 2013, and they're sort of still going together and doing various concerts all over the place. They've released a couple of albums since 2013. They released a very best album, which you can get, and they have some good songs out there, and they also represented Italy twice in the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest in We'll Live in It Again, which was the Italian entry, obviously, and also in 1985 with Magic, Oh Magic, coming seventh. So they've done some pretty good results, I'd say. Right, it's now time for our final song before we go, and I will let the gentleman introduce the song himself, and this is from the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, just a couple of years ago, from Kiev, Ukraine. Here is a great happy song, which, to be honest with you, I heard earlier this week on ESC Radio, and I was like, we need to play this. So let's do it.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy!
It's been a long time running, 'cause I had some things to see. I had to meet some people who were there to believe in me. I'm taking all that struggle, reminds me what I'm fighting for. I'm living it up, I ain't gonna stop till I make that final score. And I'll keep running as fast as I can. I'll keep running, I won't stop, I won't stop, no, no. Hey now, if you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air. But my answer stays the same. You can try to put me in a box, but I'm doing it my own damn way. See, I can't stand them talkers, all pretending that their life's a mess. 'Cause whatever you want, whatever you need, you gotta get off your, and I'll keep running as fast as I can. I'll keep running, I won't stop, I won't stop. Push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air. Hey, I'm running on air. Running, running on air. Running, running, now I don't care. Hey now, if you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, hey now. I'm running on air.
Nathan Trent, representing Austria at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, that is Running on Air. Well, thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Arutasiat. Before we go, I'll let you what you can watch coming up in the next week or two of Eurovision Song Contest bits and bobs. If you're a big Eurovision fan, then you can't miss out on these. So, on next Saturday, so that's the 19th, we've got the first heat of Hungary's Adal competition. And of course, in Lithuania, we've got heat 2 of Eurovisia. So I'm looking forward to that too. I hope you are as well. And of course, the French have got Destination Eurovision semi-final numero 2. Yes, semi-final 2. Their pre-selection show will take place as well. If you want to find out the updatedness and interest about the Eurovision Song Contest and a beautiful calendar made up by, go to this website, eurovisionworld.com. Yes, it's got it all there. And not forgetting, next Sunday evening, Spain have got their Operación Triunfo Eurovision Gala, where Spain will select the entry for Tel Aviv 2019's Eurovision Song Contest. So take care. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravidesen, adios, vislat, dobizenia, and we'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Toulouse!